Well, the crucial thing is the beginning of farming. And there's a very simple answer to this. Farming had to be introduced in some measure from the continent for the simple reason that the staple plants and animals were not present in Britain. They had to be introduced. The exception is the pig, but domesticated pigs, wild pigs, domesticated cattle and wild cattle are completely different and probably couldn't interbreed. Sheep, goats, barley, wheat, all had to be brought, and had to be brought over water, because by then both Britain and Ireland were islands. For a fairly short period, there seems to have been fairly intensive agriculture, and we find evidence of carbonised burnt cereals, evidence of domesticated animal bones, traces of houses, perhaps more common in the West and particularly in Ireland, but they're gradually turning up elsewhere. These are solid rectangular or square structures, and have been found in increasing numbers in excavation. What is very peculiar is that they do not last the whole of the period of the first farmers. They're largely gone after the first few centuries, and it seems as if one of two things happened. Either farmers went too fast and destroyed the environment, and the expansion of farming to some extent collapsed, or settlement changed its character with more emphasis on domesticated animals, on pastoralism, less fixed settlements, more accompanying herds or flocks across the landscape. And that really remains the case right through this period. So you have a boom and almost a bust. It's very strange. And one of the strangest things is that we've realised now that the period when farming is really taking off doesn't see very many monuments. The period when farming seems to be in trouble, or at any rate, there is less evidence of food production for the archaeologists. That's when we start finding big structures being built to the dead and to the supernatural.